This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. The show that gives you unique insight, unbridled honesty, and we have a whole lot of fun in the process. Jake was just laying out his skin routine because he looks much younger than he is, and his wife has a skin routine that he makes him do every night while he's wearing his Iowa pajamas. Is this not true, Jake?
I think about 90% of that.
That's factually correct enough for me. All right, couple of things here. Bryce Young, we just found out within the past hour, the former number one overall pick for the Carolina Panthers, they traded the farm, the kitchen, and the whole state of Florida to move up and draft him. Number one overall, the Carolina Panthers did. They have decided to bench Mr. Young in favor of a man that I have great respect for. Admittedly, I did not know he was still playing, but that is Mr. Andy Dalton. We used to share the same agent. Then I fired that agent. But that's a topic for another day. Andy's going to be starting for the Carolina Panthers. All right. I actually think Bryce Young's a really, really good quarterback. I think the Panthers are awful, and I think he needs to put on some size. Okay, it's not even a height thing. Drew Brees was short. I was telling Jake, you know, Drew Brees was like short, but like durable. Like I look at Bryce Young and I see short and flimsy. Like you got to put on some size, some mass, and get a whole lot of help around you, my friend. Okay, Michigan will also be starting a different quarterback as well. Davis Warren, who has started every game so far this year, will no longer be under center when the game starts this Saturday for the Michigan Wolverines. And I'm looking through his stats. I'm like, man, 66.7% completion percentage. That's not half bad. Sack four times. Is that him or is that the O-line? They got all new O-linemen this year. Oh, two touchdown passes to six interceptions. Yeah, unless you were playing for Nebraska last year, that'll get you benched for anywhere else. So for me, Alex Orji is the man who's going to be under center. Now, this is a guy who is a physical phenom. He's big. He's physical, about 6'4", 230, 240. He's got 92 speed in the college football game, so that's got to be accurate. So he's fast, strong. The forward pass, that's my question. Have you seen him throw the ball? It's not pretty. Now, he doesn't have to complete a bunch of deep balls. Can he just complete 60% of his passes within 30 yards of the line of scrimmage, combined with having Donovan Edwards in the backfield, a good defense, you don't have to score a million points, and then use his legs? I'm curious to see what he can do. All right, ladies and gentlemen, those are your updates on the quarterbacks across America. A segment we may or may never do again, but let's talk some college football recap from last weekend. Alabama spanks Wisconsin like a four-year-old in Kmart in Madison, 42-10. In fairness, Wisconsin's starting quarterback got hurt. I wish him nothing but the best as far as the score of the game. They looked really, really bad. Alabama looked really, really good. And at some point, the Big Ten's got to do a lot better versus SEC teams head-to-head. Michigan, not so pretty against Texas. Wisconsin, not so pretty against Alabama. Let's go, guys. All right. Number 16, LSU, South Carolina. This is where game day was, right? I believe so, and I have no idea why. I don't get it. But LSU, great game. South Carolina played hard. I believe it was on their home field. I did not watch this game. I'm reading the recap. I've watched a lot of these games. Chatted with other folks. All right, I watched Notre Dame absolutely obliterate Purdue. 66-7. I quit watching after a while for obvious reasons. But I watched up until it was like 49-7. But LSU and South Carolina. LSU, there seems to be some things amiss there. I mean, they found a way to win in the SEC on the road. Hey, that's not easy to do. But Brian Kelly, it was a much better, much more well-oiled machine at Notre Dame than what he's got at LSU right now. LSU, frankly, looked better against USC in a loss than they did against South Carolina in a win. I don't say that very often. Boston College must be halfway decent. All right. Number 6, Missouri, 27. Number 24, Boston College was ranked. Boston College, 21. Boston College, I don't know if they're ranked. I can look real quick. They probably dropped out because even though they played a top 10 team, they lost. So they must go down in the rankings because that logic makes sense. But they must be pretty good this year. Florida State is awful. They stomped a mud hole and walked it dry on Florida State right on Labor Day a couple weeks ago. But played Missouri, who I do believe is a legit top 10 team. Also has an easier slate when it comes to the schedule in the SEC, so that helps them. But I do believe Missouri is a top 10 team. Played them within six. All right, Oregon. I was excited for this game. So I've watched a lot of Apple Cups over the years. Washington State, Civil Wars, Oregon State. Every once in a while, Oregon State's got a good team. And boy, do they hate Oregon. This game was not close, though. Oregon 49, Oregon State 14. Oregon finally looks like the top four team that they are on paper. They finally look like a top four team, winning in Corvallis, enemy territory, rivals home field, 49-14. They look like they're starting to put it together. Dylan Gabriel, I believe, it was Oregon's first four drives of the game. He completed every single pass, and it was four straight touchdowns.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Touchdowns. All right, Oklahoma Tulane. I watched this game. Oklahoma jumped out to a 21-0 lead. I became disinterested, but I kept watching. Tulane fought all the way back, even had a pick six to make it 21-19 in the fourth quarter. Oklahoma gets a couple of late scores, pulls away, I guess. The game was closer than the score indicates, but the Sooners end up winning 34-19. Maybe they were kind of, I know they're banged up. They got a lot of guys hurt. I guarantee they were looking ahead to that Tennessee matchup this Saturday. Found a way to eke out a win against a very, very, very game Tulane team. They got two losses, but it's against Kansas State, who whooped Arizona's rear end sideways. By the way, you took Arizona, right? Uh-huh. I took Kansas State. Just going to point that out. Humility. All right. Tulane took Kansas State down to the wire. Really should have beaten them. Took Oklahoma down to the wire-esque. Lost by 15, but the game was much closer, as I mentioned. All right, Ole Miss stomps a mud hole in Wake Forest, 40-6. Colorado, it was 28-9. I was correct on that score. All right, rest in peace to the Colorado State Rams season. Shedeur Sanders refuses to shake hands with the opposing quarterback after the game. What a shocker. I know Colorado State was talking trash because CU's never done that. The Colorado State quarterback walked over. I've seen the video. Stuck his hand out. Shedeur made no attempt to shake his hand. Basically said, you can't F with me. Started talking a bunch of trash. And all but did the fake gold, you know, Rolex wristwatch. John Cena, you can't see me thing. And the Colorado State quarterback just shook his head and walked away. He's a better man than I. All right, number one, Georgia. Down to the wire versus Kentucky, 13-12. Now, Mark Stoops is taking a lot of heat. Late in this game, fourth down, midfield, he chooses to punt with about 3 minutes to go. Kentucky eventually gets the ball back around their, 10-20-yard line with about less than a minute to go. And good luck with that, going the full length of the field trying to score against Georgia. I guess they just needed a field goal. But still, you got to go for it on fourth down. It wasn't fourth and 50. So he's taking a lot of flack for that. What he's built there at Kentucky, they have the best football program right here, right now that they've ever had. They just took what was at the time the number one team in the country. Texas is now number one, gag me. At least in the AP poll, coaches poll, still have Georgia. We're going to pretend like that matters because we don't have a playoff later and an SEC title game and those two teams won't play each other, but we're going to pretend like it matters for now. It basically just gives me a reason to complain about Texas, and I always enjoy those. But Georgia ekes out a win versus Kentucky, whose football program is as good as it's ever been under Mark Stoops. That being said, all the fire that's coming his way for punting with 3 minutes to go at midfield on fourth down instead of going for it is justifiable. A couple of quick notes, then we'll get out. Quinn Ewers gets hurt for Texas. Arch Manning comes in and just dazzles off the bench. Hey, you got the Heisman Trophy runner-up. He gets hurt. Oh, you just got another Manning coming in. No big deal. I do wish Quinn Ewers a quick and speedy recovery. We'll learn more about the details of his injury as the week goes along. I find myself rooting for him simply because he's got to deal. It's not Arch Manning's fault, but he's got to deal with a Manning behind him. That's got to be hard. All right, Billy Napier, Florida's third-year coach. I'm glad I'm not in his shoes. They are struggling down there in Gainesville. Texas A&M went in, and it was not really ever a close game. I watched that game until halftime, and then I tuned out. All right, what else we got here? Florida State, 0-3. There was an FCS game canceled due to a whooping cough outbreak, Portland State versus South Dakota. Florida State, man, they lose to Memphis. I do believe the two best G5 teams in the country are Memphis and Boise State. Boise State took Oregon down to the wire. I actually feel like they proved that they belong in the college football playoff if they have the appropriate record at the end of the year. Memphis may have actually proved less by going into Tallahassee and beating Florida State because Florida State's so awful, but Memphis looks to be a legit G5 team. And for all those folks, and I am alone on this island, who think the G5 teams don't belong in the conversation of a playoff, there's two teams out there that have proven they at least belong in the conversation. Jake, what are your thoughts on G5 teams before we get out of here and being in the playoff? Should they have their own playoff, or should they be allowed to play with the big boys?
Oh, they got to take a chance at it. I mean, I get the idea of getting your own championship, but if you can, if they've fought for years and years and years to have a chance at a national championship, they now have it.
I'm excited. You and I have a friend on this island.
Yes.
You're like the only one, I swear to God. I just like Cinderella. I don't like going to balls, but I like Cinderella. Never been to a ball, but I would imagine I wouldn't like it. But I like Cinderella, and that's why I like the G5 teams. All right, we're over time. The locker room's up next. It's been great. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time, go big, Red Noise. Remember to throw the bomb.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big.